I would like to speak about Yeshua in the Sukkot. Yeshua in the Sukkot. And it's so important for us to see Yeshua in the Jewish holidays, in the biblical holidays. And I want to start from Leviticus chapter 23, from the verse 33. Adonai spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Bnei Israel and say, on the 15th day of the seventh month is the feast of Sukkot, or tabernacles, for 7 days to Adonai." And the verse 42. "You are to live in Sukkot for 7 days. All the native born in Israel are to live in Sukkot." Amen. So Sukkot into English as translation into English as Feast of Tabernacles. It is a biblical Jewish holiday celebrated on the 15th day of Tishrei. This is the one of the three great festivals, Shalosh Regalim. The main tradition on the Sukkot are, first, building of Sukkah. So I want to congratulate all the guys, all the brothers who came last Sunday. It was one of the traditions. We accomplished it. We were successful. We have beautiful Sukkah. And after the service, we all invited there to do our mitzvot there. The second tradition is Hashanot, special prayers on Sukkot. And the third tradition, I like this one, Ushpizin. And Pastor Yuri is my Ushpizin this year. This is inviting guests in the Sukkah during this special time. So he is Ushpizin, and he said, "I will take second name Ushpizin. Yuri Ushpizin." And the fourth tradition is pouring of water or water libation during the Sukkot. And today I would like to speak about one specific tradition, pouring of water, Simchat Beit HaShoeva, water libation in the time of the Second Temple. And I believe it has deep spiritual prophetic meaning for all of us, and so beautiful picture for all of us. And I want to read from historical documents about this ceremony, water libation or pouring of the water. One reason the water libation ritual was so popular in Second Temple days was the accompanying ceremony of the water drawing, which took place at night when water was drawn from Siloam. For the next morning's water libation, each day of 7 consecutive days, a priest would walk up a ramp leading to the bronze altar located in the temple court and pour a jug full of water into the bowl that drained into the altar. So it was only day in the year when priests pouring water on the altar. It was special day, special moment, only once a year. And I want to read from Talmud, Mishnah, interesting description of this ceremony. I like this description. And it starts like this. "Whoever has not seen the celebration of the water libation has never experienced the feeling of true joy." Can you imagine the description of this holiday? "Great lamps of gold were hoisted with 4 golden bowls at the top of each lamp. 4 young priests in training would climb to the top, carrying immense of jugs with which they would fill the bowls. Once lighted, there was no a courtyard in all of Jerusalem that did not glow with the light that emanated from the celebration in the temple courtyard. It was the brightest time in whole year in Jerusalem. From the mouth of Zion, from the temple, the special light. Whole Jerusalem was full of light during the time, day and night." Can you imagine this beautiful picture? And what's happened next? "As the people sang, the righteous and pious men would dance before them while juggling flaming torches. The Levites standing on the 15 steps that descend from the court of Israel to the women's court, played on lyres, harps, trumpets, and many other instruments. Two priests who blew silver trumpets stood at the top of the stairs on either side of the entrance to the great gate of the court. All this was done to honor the commandment of the water libation. Beautiful picture of joy. Joy in Jerusalem, in Israel. On the last or great day of the feast, the water libation rite reaches its peak. The priest circled the altar 7 times and then poured out the water with great pomp and ceremony. This was Hashanah Rabbah, the great Hashanah, which translated is "Save us now." They poured the water on the altar. So let's remember two interesting ideas here. First, water was taken from Shilach. This is the special place, means in the English Salem, the well Salem. It means sent. And the second idea, water was poured on the altar and was mixed with the blood of the sacrifices. Water with the blood of the sacrifices, only once a year, on the great day of Sukkot. And this is very important picture here. Water with blood of sacrifices. So, with this in mind, let's open the John chapter 7, and let's read a few places from the John chapter 7. And now, you will see picture from the different side. Probably somebody of you, someone of us never saw it before. This is the time of Yeshua. He in Jerusalem. So verse 2. Now the Jewish feast of tabernacles was near, Sukkot. It was during the time of Sukkot. The verse 37. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Hashanah Rabbah, Yeshua stood up and cried out loud. He cried to them, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." Now he said this at verse 39. Now he said this about the Ruach, whom those who trusted in him were going to receive. For the Ruach was not yet given, since Yeshua was not yet glorified. So, can you see the picture here? Now, when we know the history and tradition of the Sukkot, Yeshua's cry has a much deeper and prophetic meaning to us. During this water libation, during the joy of pouring of water on the altar, Yeshua cried out, "Everyone who is thirsty, come to me and drink." Everyone understood his message. Everyone during that time. Time of joy, time of celebration, time of light, time of pouring of water. It was so beautiful, so beautiful. This joy and light, this custom of water libation on Sukkot was a picture of joy in the Holy Spirit. It was a prophetic picture of future. And he explained this picture to all the Jewish people there. And also I want to read very brief, the story from John chapter 9, Yohanan chapter 9, about the healing of blind man. From the verse 1, and I want to read a few verses here. Verse 1. As Yeshua was passing by, he saw a man who had been blind since birth. Verse 6. Having said these things, he spat on the ground, made mud with the saliva. How to say it? Saliva. Oh, it's a new word for me. And spread the mud on the blind man's eyes. He told him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam." The same pool of Siloam. Please remember it. which is translated sand. So he went away, washed, and came back seeing. The verse 35. Yeshua heard that they had thrown him out. Finding him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man answered, "Who is he, sir? Tell me, so that I may believe in him." Yeshua said, "You have seen him. He is the one speaking with you." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. What a beautiful pictures here. What a beautiful pictures about water libation in Jerusalem. That makes this story so interesting is that according to scripture and tradition, the Messiah is to open the eyes of the blind. It was prophetic explanation, prophetic picture for them. They were to see Messiah who is opened the eyes of blind people. Yeshua accomplished this expectation in a very interesting way. He sent this blind man to a special well of water called the Pool of Siloam, the very pool from which the high priest dipped water which was to be poured onto the altar. Why would the high priest pour water on the altar? Pouring of the water on the altar had a great prophetic meaning, and Yeshua revealed it to us. Beautiful picture. And I believe this is the cry from the Lord to all of us. Come to me, Yeshua told us, telling us, come to me, and you will receive living water. Water satisfied and sanctified by the blood of sacrifice. Those people to whom Yeshua was speaking understood perfectly what he was telling them. He was telling them, "I am that sacrificial altar. Come to me, and you will drink the living water, sanctified by my blood." So the only way to be filled with the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord, only way to experience the joy of Sukkot, to gain freedom, is to submit your life to the Messiah Yeshua. It is the call for deeper relationship with the Lord, call for revival in His Spirit. And nothing more important than this: believe in me, says Yeshua. Yeshua says to us, amen. So I want to stop here, and I want to invite you to proceed under Sukkah, which is located between this building and Shalom Center, so we can fulfill mitzvah in the Sukkah, and we will have coffee after it and fellowship time. So you're welcome to go right now to under Sukkah and take part in the wonderful tradition, shaking olah, etrog, and praying under Sukkah. Shalom.